Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Jungle Warfare Bassline sequence framework using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate drum and bass production move, and it's a really powerful one because instead of chasing one perfect bass patch forever, we're going to write a tight phrase, print it to Audito, then cut it up and turn it into something bigger, nastier, and more musical. And that's the key idea here. Think in phrases, not loops. In darker jungle and DNB, bass often works best when it feels alive, unstable, and in conversation with the break. So rather than writing an 8-bar MIDI line that tries to do everything, we're going to build a short motif, resample it, and then reshape it like a sampler user would. That gives you more control, more character, and a much better fit for the drums. We are aiming for around 172 BPM here, which sits right in that classic roller, jungle, and darker neuro-leaning zone. You can use this in a main drop, a second 16 bars, or even as the transition from a filtered intro into full impact. First, set up a clean working template with three lanes, one track for the sub, one track for the bass source, and one Audito track for resampling and chop editing. Keep the sub simple, use operator or wave editable with a sine or clean triangle, mono on, and maybe a touch of glide if you want that sliding, spoken kind of movement. The job of the sub is not to impress anyone. Its job is to stay stable and heavy. Now on the bass source track, choose a synth that gives you more attitude. Operator, wavetable, or analog all work. This is the layer that's going to be printed, mangled, and turned into audio, so it can be a little dirtier and more animated. That's where the character lives. Before you print anything, build a short motif. Start with a 2-bar phrase, not a full 8-bar line. Keep it compact. A good starty idea is a short root note on beat 1, then an accented higher note, then a return to the root or fifth, then maybe a rest, and then an octave stab or descending hit. You want the phrase to feel like a call and response, almost like the bass is answering the drums. That vocal quality matters a lot in this style. You're not just writing notes, you're shaping a character. Use short note lengths, some held tones where needed, and leave gaps so the break can breathe. If every space is filled, the groove gets crowded fast. In drum and bass, negative space is not empty. It's pressure. Once the MIDI phrase is in place, shape the source sound before you resample it. This part is huge. If the original synth patch is boring or weak, audio editing won't magically fix it. Put on stock Ableton devices like EQ8, saturator, autofilter, and maybe a compressor or glue compressor if needed. Use autofilter to move the sound a bit, maybe with the cutoff opening and closing across the phrase. Keep it musical. Even a small sweep can make the bass feel like it's talking. Saturator gives you edge and density, and EQ8 helps clean up any muddy low mids around the 200 to 400 Hz area if things get boxy. Don't crush it, just make it clearly interesting. If you want extra menace, automate a little wave-eatable position, warp, or FM movement depending on the synth you're using. The point is to create motion that feels intentional, not random. Now comes the fun part. Resample the phrase to audio. Route the bass source into an audio track, arm it, and print the 2-bar performance. Don't chase perfection here. In fact, a little inconsistency is good. Slight level fluctuations, filter movement, and the natural tail of the sound are exactly what make this feel alive. As soon as it's recorded, name the clip clearly. Something simple like JW Bass SRC 172 2-bar A. That sounds boring, but trust me, workflow discipline makes a huge difference once you start stacking versions. Now duplicate the audio and start working like a sampler user. Trim the start and end points, shift slices around, reverse tiny fragments, and change warp mode if needed. Beats mode is great for sharp chopped hits. Complex Pro can help with smoother tonal tails. Repitch is excellent if you want that more aggressive, old-school jungle kind of movement. Use the mode that supports the roll of the chop, not just whatever sounds cool in solo. At this stage, you're cutting the resample into bass words, not just notes, but words. A dry hit, a filtered answer, a pitched-up response, a reversed tail, a clipped little pickup into the next bar. Think of the phrase as a conversation. One sound asks the question, the next one answers it, and sometimes a tiny interruption makes the whole thing hit harder. You can manually chop the audio in arrangement view or use slice to new MIDI track, but manual editing often gives you more control over phrasing. Slice it into 4 to 8 pieces, and then place those pieces into a new 4-bar sequence. Bar 1 can introduce the motif. Bar 2 can repeat it with one extra detail. Bar 3 can go heavier, maybe with more grit or octave movement. Bar 4 can act as a turnaround, with a fill, reverse hit, or pickup into the next loop. Now lock the sub underneath it. This is where the low end gets disciplined. Keep the sub simple and synchronized to the main rhythm, but don't mirror every little chop detail. The sub should support the movement, not copy every edit. That's how you keep the bottom end solid while the upper bass does the expressive work. A good technique here is to high pass the mid bass layer around 70 to 100 Hz so the sub owns the bottom. Keep the sub mono. If you need sidechain, use it subtly, just enough to let the kick breathe. You're building a bass and drum system that interlocks cleanly, not a low-end pileup. Then automate the audio. This is one of the biggest advantages of resampling. Once the bass is printed, you can treat it like arrangement material instead of a synth patch. Automate filter cutoff, echo throws, utility gain, or even short reverb moments on selected tails. For example, you can keep the bass filter down in bar 1, open it up in bar 2, give the last note of bar 4 a short echo throw, and then create a tiny gap before the phrase returns. That little empty space before the next hit can make the re-entry feel massive. Seriously, a half beat of silence can hit harder than another note. Next, group the sub and the resampled bass into a bass bus. On the group, use EQ8 to tidy low mids, a little saturation for glue and edge, and maybe a gentle blue compressor if the dynamics need help. Keep anything below roughly 120 Hz centered and mono. Check it in mono often. A bass line can sound enormous in stereo and then fall apart the moment you hit a club system. Don't let that happen. Also, preview everything with the drums on. That's a big coach note here. A bass chop that sounds huge on its own can disappear once the break, snare, and FX come back in. So always judge the bass in context. If the drums lose their identity, the bass is probably too wide, too long, or too busy. From there, turn the 4-bar framework into a proper arrangement idea. You can use it as an 8-bar intro tease, a 16-bar main drop, a variation section, and a second drop with more energy. Don't just loop the same thing forever. Change one element every 8 or 16 bars. Maybe a bar with extra silence. Maybe a reverse chop. Maybe a new octave hit. Maybe more distortion or a slightly more open filter. That keeps the energy moving without rewriting the whole bass line. A really good habit is to print multiple versions of the same phrase. One cleaner pass, one dirtier pass, maybe one with more resonance. Then alternate them every 2 bars. That creates motion without making the arrangement feel overcomposed. If you want to push the jungle vibe even further, add a tiny vocal chop or spoken snippet into the source and resample it together with the bass. Keep it low in the mix so it becomes texture, not a lead vocal. That can give the whole thing a haunted, underground personality that fits dark DNB really well. Another strong move is micro transposition. Duplicate a chop and shift it up or down by 1 to 3 semitones. Then place it only at the end of a bar or in a turnaround. That tiny change can create a lot of pressure without turning the bass into a melody. The biggest thing to remember is this. Make every hit earn its place. If a note doesn't change the tension, answer the drums, or create useful space, get rid of it. This style is not about stuffing every gap. It's about making the right few hits feel huge. So to recap the workflow, write a short motif, shape the source patch, resample it to audio, chop it into meaningful pieces, resequence those chops into a 4-bar framework, then automate and arrange it so it develops over time. Keep the sub boring on purpose. Keep the mid-bass alive. Keep the drums and bass locked together like they're part of the same machine. That's the jungle warfare approach. Tight, controlled, aggressive, and built to move. If you want, I can also make you a companion MIDI note map for a darker 172 BPM jungle bass phrase.